The following podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of the movie It, written by James Berardinelli, who writes for Real Views. What is it about clowns anyway? Why do some people find them hilarious while others are creeped out by them? Whatever the case, author Stephen King exploited the duality of clowns, always smiling, seemingly friendly, weirdly inhuman, in his 1986 novel, It. The title creature, which appeared most frequently as Pennywise the Dancing Clown, was a macabre, homicidal homage to Clarabelle, Bozo, and Ronald McDonald. It's no wonder there was a drop in professional clowns being hired for kids' parties the year after its publication. According to King, this is one of his favorite books, at least among those he has written. A 1990 TV miniseries exists, but this new motion picture represents the first time it has been brought to the big screen. The movie, which lingered for half a decade in pre-production, represents the culmination of the efforts of a large number of people, including the teams led by departed director Cary Fukunaga and eventual director Andy Muschietti. King fans will note that the best movie adaptations of the writer's work have been his non-horror stories, Stand By Me, The Shawshank Redemption, Misery, The Green Mile. His horror-related films have been of variable quality, with the best two being arguably The Shining, King would disagree, and Carrie. It may represent the best movie version of any King horror story, and it covers only half of the material in the 1,100-plus page book. Plans are in place for a Chapter 2 of It, although that will likely take 3 years to reach screens since it's only in the earliest stages of pre-production. However, the screenwriters have parsed the source material in such a way that this installment of It can stand on its own, eliminating the frustration that could result from a Chapter 2 never being produced. Although the story is mostly faithful to the novel, the screenwriters have made some deviations in the adaptation process. Aspects of the ending have been reworked to be more cinematically coherent, and several controversial elements have been removed. The result is a strong narrative that doesn't fragment at the end. The movie relates the events presented in the book's early timeline, the one in which the protagonists are 11 years old, and time shifts things from the late 1950s to the summer of 1989. The action centers around a group of outcasts who call themselves the Losers. There's Bill, played by Jaden Lieberher, Richie, played by Finn Wolfhard, Eddie, played by Jack Dylan Grazer, Stanley, played by Wyatt Olaf, Ben, played by Jeremy Ray Taylor, Mike, played by Chosen Jacobs, and the only girl, Beverly, played by Sophia Lillis. Following the death of Bill's younger brother George at the hands of the sewer-dwelling Pennywise, played by Bill Skarsgård, all seven of the Losers begin experiencing visions of the clown and or physical embodiments of things they fear. Pennywise, they learn, emerges every 27 years in the town of Derry, Maine, to kill children and feed on their terror. This group, however, is determined to fight back, something easier said than done in these circumstances. One reason why it works is that it doesn't rely solely on jump scares and gore to startle audiences. Yes, there are some of both, but it is more about building tension than cheap gimmicks. The film also offers more than traditional horror. There's a strong element of childhood friendship, the hallmark of Stand By Me, and a statement about how not all monsters are inhuman. The film's bullies, older kids like Henry Bowers, played by Nicholas Hamilton, and adults like Henry and Beverly's abusive fathers, are as terrifying in their own ways as Pennywise. Although It didn't scare me, few horror films, even the best of them, do, it left me unsettled. For the cast, the filmmakers went with a group of little-known actors. This is true not only of the children, but of the adults as well. Pennywise is played with uncommon spookiness by Bill Skarsgård, the brother of Alexander and son of Stellan Skarsgård. Emerging from the long shadow of Tim Curry, whose interpretation of the clown was a highlight of the TV miniseries, Skarsgård makes Pennywise his own from the shocking first scene, which violates a Hollywood rule about how young children are treated on screen. Jaden Lieberher, who plays stuttering Bill, was recently seen, although not by many, as the title character in The Book of Henry. Finn Wolfhard is probably the best known for his role as Mike in Stranger Things, a TV series inspired in part by King's writings that incorporates the same kind of childhood bonding that occurs among the losers. It isn't perfect. There's too much repetitive wandering around in the sewers, and the running time seems long for the material as presented. There are credulity problems with the resolution, but this is common in horror, where the vanquishing of a creature of great power and evil typically requires a contrivance. However, horror, like a road movie, is more about the journey than the destination, and It offers a strong and creepy ride. Stephen King fans can rejoice that Hollywood has done justice to one of the author's scary books. And once again, the film It is directed by Andy Muschietti. The cast includes Jaden Lieberher, Jeremy Ray Taylor, Sophia Lillis, Finn Wolfhard, Chosen Jacobs, Jack Dylan Grazer, Wyatt Olef, Bill Skarsgård, and Nicholas Hamilton. The screenplay was by Chase Palmer and Gary Fukunaga and Gary Dauberman, based on the novel by Stephen King. The runtime is 2 hours and 15 minutes. It carries a rating of R for violence, gore, and profanity. And this genre, it once again, is horror. And James Berardinelli gives it a rating of 3 out of a possible 4 stars.